Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Box, Inc. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into Box, a player in the cloud content management space, to break down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. We'll also take a look at recent performance, key financials, and what's been driving the narrative around this company lately. So, grab a coffee, let's get into it, and figure out if Box deserves a spot in your portfolio. Quick overview of Box, Inc. For those who might not be as familiar, Box, Inc. is a leader in cloud-based content management and collaboration solutions, operating in the software and technology sector. They help businesses store, share, and manage their data securely, competing in a fast-evolving industry that's all about digital transformation. With a solid market cap and a global presence, Box has carved out a niche, but it's not without its challenges. Let's set the stage with some recent updates and performance trends before we jump into the meat of our analysis. Recent news and performance snapshot. Lately, Box has been making headlines with their Q4 and fiscal 2025 earnings call, which dropped some interesting insights. They reported a 6% year-over-year revenue increase for the quarter, hitting $280 million, which signals steady growth in a competitive space. Performance-wise, looking at the past year, Box has shown resilience with positive returns over longer periods like the five-year horizon, though shorter-term fluctuations, say over the last month or 3 months, reflect some market volatility. Compared to industry trends in the tech sector, they're keeping pace, but not necessarily leading the charge. There's also buzz around their focus on enterprise solutions and AI integrations, which could be a game changer. But let's unpack all of this through our SWOT lens to see what's really driving Box and what could impact its future. SWOT analysis of Box, Inc. Strengths. Solid revenue growth. That's 6% year-over-year revenue bump to $280 million in Q4 fiscal 2025 is a strong signal. For long-term investors, consistent top-line growth like this shows Box is expanding its customer base and deepening enterprise adoption, which is critical in the cloud space. Healthy profitability metrics. Looking at their gross profit margin and net profit margin from recent data, Box is maintaining decent profitability. This isn't just about revenue. They're keeping costs in check, which is a good sign for sustainable growth. Strong cash position. Their balance sheet shows a solid stash of cash and equivalents, paired with positive free cash flow. This gives Box the flexibility to invest in innovation or weather any economic storms, something we value as long-term investors. Focus on enterprise solutions. From their earnings call, it's clear Box is doubling down on enterprise-grade offerings. This focus on high-value clients can drive sticky revenue streams through subscriptions and long-term contracts. Weaknesses. Debt levels a concern. Let's not sugarcoat it. Box's debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side. While they've got cash to cover immediate needs, this level of leverage could limit flexibility if interest rates climb or if growth slows. It's something to watch closely. Short-term volatility. Performance data over the last few weeks and months shows some choppiness. For us long-term folks, this isn't a deal-breaker, but it does suggest Box can be swayed by broader market sentiment or sector headwinds in the near term. Not the market leader. While Box is a solid player, they're not the 800-pound gorilla in cloud content management. They're up against giants with deeper pockets and broader ecosystems, which could cap their market share growth. Opportunities. AI and innovation push. Their earnings call highlighted a pivot toward AI-driven features in content management. If Box can execute on this, it's a massive opportunity to differentiate themselves and capture more enterprise spend in a market hungry for cutting-edge tech. Digital transformation tailwind. The broader industry trend is still heavily in favor of cloud adoption and remote work solutions. Box is well-positioned to ride this wave, especially if they can target mid-sized businesses scaling up their digital infrastructure. Valuation potential. Looking at their forward PE ratio, it's in a reasonable range compared to industry averages. If Box can sustain growth and improve margins, there's room for multiple expansion, which could drive stock appreciation over the long haul. Geographic expansion. Revenue breakdowns by region suggest there's still untapped potential in international markets. Scaling up in regions with growing cloud adoption could be a significant growth driver. Threats: intense competition. The cloud space is a battlefield. Box faces stiff competition from larger players with more resources and broader platforms. Losing key clients or failing to innovate fast enough could hurt their standing. Macroeconomic sensitivity. Their earnings call mentioned challenges from the broader economic environment. If businesses tighten budgets or delay IT spending, Box could see slower growth, especially since they rely heavily on enterprise contracts. Rising costs and CapEx needs. While free cash flow is positive, investments in property, plant, and equipment are notable. If innovation costs spiral, or if returns on these investments lag, it could pressure margins and spook investors. Regulatory risks. Operating in data management means navigating a minefield of privacy and security regulations globally. Any misstep or new restrictive laws could disrupt operations or lead to costly compliance burdens. Key insights for long-term investors. All right, let's tie some of this together. Box is showing steady growth, and I'm particularly excited about their AI initiatives. Those could be a real differentiator if they play their cards right. But, and this is a big but, the debt levels and competitive pressures are real red flags. For those of you with a medium-term horizon, keep an eye on how they manage that balance sheet and whether they can outpace industry growth in the next few quarters. Long-term, the digital transformation trend is a powerful tailwind, but Box needs to carve out a stronger moat to really stand out. From a valuation standpoint, the forward PE suggests Box isn't wildly overpriced, especially compared to some frothy names in tech. If they can keep delivering on revenue and start chipping away at debt, there's upside potential. But let's be real, any whiff of macroeconomic weakness could hit them harder than some of their bigger peers. Closing thoughts. So where does Box Inc. stand for long-term investors? I'd say it's a mixed bag with a slight lean toward cautious optimism. The growth trajectory and innovation focus are promising, but the competitive landscape and debt concerns mean this isn't a slam dunk. If you're considering adding Box to your portfolio, think about it as a growth play with some risks to monitor. Keep tabs on their next earnings for updates on AI rollouts and debt management strategies. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights. At MarketSnap, we've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Box in the comments. Do you see it as a buy, hold, or pass? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.